Actually, I'm happy to announce that the biggest achievement has been happening in the past 24 hours. The Puntland forces have captured the strategic location of Turma Saleh, which was the main base of ISIS. They're still holding several outposts in the mountains, but this location was very strategic for them. As of yesterday and today, actually, the past 24 hours has been the fiercest fighting for the past 3 weeks.
Where is the fighting taking place?
It's taking place in the northeastern part of Somalia, Puntland, called Al-Miskat Mountains Range.
So I will ask you about ISIS, but have they reached Dadar and the areas where the leadership of the group is believed to be hiding?
That's the next after Turma Saleh. I mean, now it's just a stone throw away, and I believe in the next days to come, Puntland forces will capture, and that will be, I would say, militarily, they have suffered a huge defeat then. But it will take, in this tempo, I believe that the Puntland forces can achieve military victory against ISIS by before Ramadan.
You really believe it can happen? How?
I really hope so. Maybe it's, I always believe to be optimistic, but really the speed of the operation and the courage and also the morale of the troops is what give me the optimism. This operation was planned very well. It was prepared very well. The mobilization was exceptional, and they have huge support from the local communities, which is very important.
And who is fighting for them now, the composition of the militants? Which countries are they from? What draw them
to
this part of the Puntland?
ISIS consists of... So the difference between the terrorist organization in Somalia, ISIS is more attractive for foreigners. They appeal more to foreigners to fighting rather than Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab have strong Somali identity. So there's the bulk of ISIS is foreign fighters, actually. You have from everywhere. 31st of December 2024, on the New Year's Eve of last year, ISIS attacked while the Puntland forces was staging to commence the operation. They attacked with suicide bombers. Very surprisingly, I would say, all 12 of the assassins of the perpetrators was foreigners from 7 different countries.